It was a struggle in our lives. There were, along with me, three other brothers and one little sister in the house. And for our first formative years, I'd say from zero to about seven, you know, we lived okay. You know, Dad worked in the mines, and we always had. And after the mines shut down, he went from this job to that job, working construction. And then later, he joined my mother at the poultry processing plant. But still, you know, a manhood in that era really meant something. You had to provide for your family. And Dad struggled with that. And we struggled with it because on the weekend, he would drink a whole lot, and he would come home and physically abuse our mother. And until we got larger, then we were able to stop him. And Dad would always realize that he was wrong. I can see him now with tears in his eyes late at night, apologizing to all of us and to our mother because we had no vehicle at that time. I remember it in my early years, our father always had at least two vehicles. He just, people loved him. He had that personality when he was not drinking that you loved him. And he was a man of great wisdom. He would always tell us, the boys, you know, you go out there in the field and you plow the mule, the ones of us that could plow, which was the older ones, and you help Uncle so-and-so and you help Aunt so-and-so, and said, if you keep living, one day this will pay off for you. I know I'm not the father that all of you wanted me to be, but we'll just keep going. And I could remember the last 5 years of his life. He rededicated his life to God, and he was a great soloist. And he used to stand up in that choir, and he would sing some of those old songs, some of those old Negro spirituals, and the women in the church would just cry and shout. And he became a father those last 5 years. In the last year of his life, he struggled with cancer because he had the black lungs and he smoked a lot. But I remember one night sitting there with him because my job allowed me a lot of leisure time. And I thought he had died because there was no sound. Mother had gone somewhere, and I went back there. And I shook him, and he said, Junior, I'm okay, because I'm named for his namesake. He said, Junior, I'm okay. You know, I love y'all. And we took him to the hospital on a Tuesday, on a Monday. We visited with him that Monday and that Tuesday. We visited with him on that Wednesday, and no one went to the hospital on Thursday. And early Friday morning, we got a phone call that he had died, and we all went up to the hospital. And it's amazing. Here was a man, 6'2", good-looking guy, who had dwindled down to about like 98 pounds. But that particular morning when we walked in that room, he looked like he weighed 160 or 70 pounds. His face was full. The smile was on his face. And we knew that our father was okay. But it was tough coming up as a child. It was tough.